Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's time. Let's get this shit going. I'm gonna talk about politics for a minute, man. But because the shit is crazy, these people coming in, shooting up the stores, shooting up the schools, killing kids. I mean, this shit is fucking crazy. I'm quite confident that you know, we'll come out on the bright side of this shit. We'll come out on the bright side of these politics that we're experiencing. Even though, you know, these are trying times, I can see a rainbow. I don't know if you know this, but in any other country, than these United States, a leader or a politician or somebody employing ex-President Trump's tactics to dismiss democracy, they would have taken over by now and began a tyranny. Trump's idolization for Putin and the like was actually well placed. He had employed all the correct tactics. He had the Senate scared to death. He loaded the courts with his judges. And he never suffered for any of the wrongdoings that he did in his life. If Trump had won another term, we would have been doomed. But that's why I say there's a rainbow. I see a rainbow. Because all of this shit was in place, and he's putting it in place still. Not he, but the Republicans. And what I'm saying is, any other country, it would have buckled under already. They couldn't have stood it. It's been too much. The whole party is just completely telling lies and shit. Okay, that's my opinion. I take the word lies back. Are all of his supporters retarded or something? They're still screaming about the fucking virus was a hoax or is a hoax. They're still saying he won the election. And with all the people that died from COVID, I mean, how could any of them motherfuckers fix their mouths to utter such words? But he didn't count on the accumulative or the combined citizens of this country standing up. Now, he's running around like a fool, claiming the Democrats hired Casper the Friendly Ghost to sneak around and change votes. And what gets me is there is still motherfuckers the same, well, supposedly same, believing that Casper the Ghost and Brunhilde rigged the elections for the Democrats. I'm just saying. They're targeting black counties. Black counties gerrymandered. And there are black people who don't think that shit is racist. I talked to them. Those black people supporting the Republicans' way of thinking are the new backstabbers. How do you support a group of people who don't think shit of you? It's just like the house motherfucking niggas you've become. I think I'm going to leave this alone unless 205, what's up?
Yes, yes, Bud, will you please stick to the game and leave politics alone, because don't know what you're talking about,
bro,
please.
Bro, bro, check it out, check it out. Check it
out. Can you please, sir? Please,
check
sir?
It out. Check,
can
check
you
it
stick
out.
To the game, but Rosebud?
I'm finna get to the game right. I'm finna get to the game right now. But check this out. I can do what I want to do. You don't have to listen.
Yep.
Is that
yes,
right
sir,
or wrong?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Is that
you
right
are,
or wrong?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, unless you want to, you know, hang up and turn the radio off of what you're listening to, you're going to have to hear what I got to say because it's my channel.
All right. You're right. You're right, bud. Yes, sir. You're right.
All right. Bud, now, let me go on and get to this game, because I told you I was going to talk about politics for a minute. I said that for Jump Street.
Okay.
Now, you motherfuckers. Shit. Hold on. What I'm saying is, I don't like politics like this either. But I know for a fact them motherfucking goddamn whoever they are, they trying to, man, this nigga done got me off my motherfucking self. Alright, I'm gonna tell you this. Just like this. Just vote, motherfuckers. Just motherfucking vote. Now, see, you fuck me up, man, whoever the fuck you are, 205, because I lead into shit. I don't just start talking about shit. Now, what I'm saying is these motherfucking Republicans, is they tripping because they had some power. Power is a motherfucker. And most motherfuckers, like this nigga right here that come interrupting me, go their whole fucking lives without ever experiencing any goddamn power. Now, if you're potentially a powerful motherfucker, there's a couple of things you must do, or else you're not going to be empowered. You have to empower yourself. And I have to empower myself. The number one thing to do is learn who the fuck you really are. Deep inside. Who the fuck are you? Because what I'm saying is, my fucking confidence and your confidence could be the exact same thing. As far as they go, the exact same level. But what the fuck are you confident about? Shit. What I'm saying is my course can help you see who the fuck you are. And you need to do that, 205. The second thing, after learning who you are, shit, man, you got to develop a set of principles that you cannot violate. You cannot violate these principles under any circumstance. Think about it. I'm a fly motherfucker. I'm Rolls Royce. I got a pocket full of goddamn money. And this bitch want to give me some pussy. Not for no money. She just want to give me some pussy. If I didn't have no principles, I'd go fuck that bitch. But the principles I had, my Rolls Royce, my jewelry, my motherfucking money in my pocket is all tools. All of that shit is to attract your motherfucking ass, and my principles is going to catch you, bitch. Because I ain't going up in them guts until I get it proper. Period. And if you got principles, not like that, because you wasn't no pimp. I was. I had principles. It's about the confidence in what the fuck you're doing. Where are you? What the fuck are you doing? Shit. I'm just saying. Then and only then will you get to be in my motherfucking presence or position to see where your power is and how best to use it. A lot of you motherfuckers don't know this about me, but I'm quite sentimental. Shit. I heard years ago, when two people are married for a long time, you know, 60, 70 years and all that shit, they are so attached to one another that if one of them die, the other one don't soon follow. Now, if you don't believe that, I got something that can prove, not prove, but show you. A few years back, the Daddy Bush had a funeral. He died, I mean, he had a funeral. I swear I watched it and shit. I told you, that's a Republican white-ass motherfucker, I still teared up. It had little to do with what the fuck he did as a president. But it was mostly because his wife had recently passed before him. And I think it was within months he did. Might have been a year. I don't think it was a year, though. So what I'm saying, that was real fucking love. I know that because my mom and daddy did it. Met at 17 and then before they died. But my mama lived a long time after my daddy died, so that's one way I could disprove it. But what I'm saying is I really liked that when I seen that, looking at Bush 41. Now, whatever, because I looked at the whole thing. They had met at some kind of Christmas party, and they stayed together until they died. See, you know what I think about sometimes? See, I've met, you know, some of these young cats around here claiming this game, and I've seen a couple others that I believe will carry the torch. So I'll be thinking, I wonder what the fuck will I be thinking about 20 years from now? Now, if I do get to live 20 more years, I'll be damn near 100. But no, I'll be 90. But what I'm saying is, if I get to live that long and I have all my facilities, I would really like to see how the guys of today took what they have today into tomorrow, and what types of older gentlemen will they be? Because the ones I know, we all had principles. There were things we just wouldn't do. Period. Because we went against the game. I ain't talking about we wouldn't do it because it was nasty. We wouldn't fuck a dude in the ass if we ain't punks. But I'm saying, people do that. We don't. But I wouldn't go against that for nothing. And I ain't fucking a bitch. It ain't about me for nothing. I ain't going against it. It's too much pussy. You can be in pussy all day, every day, if that's what it's about. Nobody want no goddamn pussy like that. Now, I by no means am going to list any of these young niggas I'm talking about who I believe have serious game, even in today's climate. So don't get insulted that I left names out. But I am acknowledging all of you that's putting it down as close to proper as you can. It's a very narrow path. But if you keep your eye on your crown, you're not going to slip. Because that's what it's about. If you're not selfish and conceited enough, you're going to let yourself slip. Man, I'm serious. I talk about me and think about me all the time. I'm very fucking serious. What I look like thinking about you? I mean, I'm just saying. if you want to think about something, think about you in your life. Because that's the only time you can help any motherfucker. If I wasn't so into my life, doing what I do, my nigga Tay, my daughter, my brothers, anybody, they couldn't call me like they can and get whatever they need. Just like I couldn't call them. All my brothers, big old squares, principled like a motherfucker. So this ain't for pimps. This is for motherfuckers that really want to know. You cannot, period, expect to do shit if you just doing whatever. Man, what I'm saying is this abba-dabba time. And most of us who have reasons or feelings can be sad, can find reasons to be sad. And when you do, you're going to have compounded reasons to deal with. Because when you think of whatever you're thinking of now to be sad, you're going to have to still be dealing with whatever the fuck you was dealing with that made you sad. I'm telling you, it was some fucking movie. Some goddamn movie on, and I'm telling you, within 6 minutes, it got me. And I turned. Because I can't stand it, you know, getting into this. It'd be white people, too. You know, a dad and a son, a mom and a son, or whatever, tripping. Daughter, you know, family tripping. Brothers, you know, tripping. And then some kind of way, oh, man, it just gets to me. And I'm sensitive most times, but mostly around the holidays more than others. And I just say to myself, I am one lucky man. Because do you know, with all the fucked up bitches I met, with all the crosses I done been through, with all the lying and cheating and shit motherfuckers did to get shit from me, I could be a real hard fucked up motherfucker based on whatever I think. And I'm just glad I ain't like that. Because I ain't got to be mad, you know, about shit. The life I chose the motherfucking life. Now, what I should do is what I'm doing. I recognize everything about me. You can say, oh, man, this nigga talking about he's sensitive. Yeah, I'm sensitive. But, nigga, if you think you can make me sensitive, you sick. I'm sensitive when I think about what I think. I ain't gonna blame you motherfuckers for thinking that I'm sick. Because I can talk about me all day. Shit. You just don't know. When a person like me gets insulted, 205, you didn't insult me. But you damn it did. When a person like me gets insulted, I go off. Nobody has to physically do something to me. But my integrity means the most to me in the world. And I will not be insulted. Even if it's because I thought it. Because I don't think the nigga meant to insult me. I just think the nigga was trying to get whatever he had on his mind off, which he wanted his shit. But, nigga, if you want to hear my shit, you got to hear my other shit, too. Because, matter of fact, nigga, if you listen to me, I tell you, I'm long-winded shit. You might want to hear what the fuck I say. You can go take a shit and come back, and I might not have got to it. But, now, the only reason I ain't mentioning this bitch name is she insulted me by trying to question me. Now, she used to this shit, but I ain't. So, the bitch called me, and I told her this. Okay. Well, the bitch called me and was talking about, let's have a drink, woo-woo. And I said, it wasn't even late. It was like 7 in the evening. And so I told her, yeah, okay. So she said, when you going to call? Because, you know, you know, I ain't calling just to call. But any motherfucking way, I kill a bitch. Within the next hour, I'm going to call you. So hour and a half go by, and I remember, and I call the bitch, and I say, you know what? I'm going to have to call you a little later. I left her a message because she didn't answer. It maybe an hour passed, and the bitch called. You got to see me. Did you say you was going to see me later? And I said, yes. Well, why you got to see me later? And I said, well, you know, I'm doing something like that. She said, well, what the fuck are you doing that you can't come pick me up? And I said, just who the fuck you questioning like that? You know who you fucking with. You not Rose, but I'm talking about, I'm serious. I'm a man and you a bitch, and you fucking questioning me like that. Man, and I went off. Calm down. Because she said, she got all quiet, feelings hurt. But she's been with these 21st century niggas. Bitch, please. They accept shit like that. You ain't questioning me. And after I gave her that little small fraction, a little fragment of my thoughts, I blocked that bitch. On Facebook, I ain't on there now, but I did not accept women as Facebook friends. Well, not unless I knew them. But some of them motherfuckers got under the radar. And I think this bitch, no, I've seen this bitch. This was a regular bitch. No, she didn't get under the radar. She was just a bitch I was fucking with. But what I'm saying about Facebook is you get caught up in them number of friends. You want to get the maximum. I just stopped even accepting friends. I think I ended up with 4,000 something. But I just stopped because I'm not going to trip and punish my good female friends because of one silly bitch. But the bitch reminded me why I don't accept women friends in the first place. If a female friend started talking about this game that I spit and I returned the conversation to her, I'm just as bad as I claim you fools are. I mean, you can't start questioning me, man or woman, but especially a woman, the way she was doing it, like a nigga. Man, what the fuck you, who you been riding with, bitch? Shit. I'm just saying, hoes, women cannot even talk to me unless they wanted to make a move. Now, you know, when I was out there, I'm telling you, I had zero women phone numbers in my fucking book. Hoes knew what to do to get with me. You want to fuck with me? Don't. No, but you too cold. No, I'm too for real. You too mean. You mean. Yeah, I am, bitch. Fuck you. I don't now, and I really didn't then. I don't play with this motherfucking after that. Shit. You see, when a real woman gets out of line with me, she knows she got a checking coming. She know it. I ain't going to beat her up. She would rather I beat her up. I'm just saying, this fucking internet era and it's got, you guys accept outlaws, renegades, foul-mouthed, pretendo hoes. I mean, there's so many of them out there. I would mention this bitch's name, but that would be giving her too much motherfucking action. So I'll just say, I'm not stopping what I do or being me for nobody. because it's not up to me. I must stay relevant. I'm not going to fade into the sunset. Fuck no. If that's what you're hoping for, you better hope something else. I'm renewing my old skills and I'm gaining a gang of new ones. I'm getting skills and I'm on a mission that's going to keep me pertinent, relevant, germane, and important. Because you motherfuckers going to be able to use my shit as long as you see me and far into the future after I'm gone. That's how my shit roll. And then niggas that just graduated, them niggas about to come to my funeral from all across the country. I don't know if they will or not. But they are achieving and experiencing a level that they've never had. It's a level of confidence. Because they are not trying, and the key word is trying, to be anyone but themselves. Because they're dope. You can say, okay, that's what it is. You got to believe in yourself. And you can tell yourself you believe in yourself. And you can, I'm dope. You can do everything I'm saying. Don't be mad at me because I'm not a fucking bum. I study, I work, and I do what's necessary for me to feel as I do about myself. You motherfuckers can do this, not what I do, but you can do the same thing for your goddamn self. I don't need no motherfucker to tell me I'm doing good or whatever. Shit. That's why I could give a fuck. Would any motherfucker think about my past? Shit, or my future? I know this. My future is of my own making. I know my future is going to be composed of something that I chose to do based on how well I know me. I accept who I am. Do you? Hey, I'm real. I'm being real. I accept who the fuck I am. And yeah, sometimes I talk about shit you don't want to hear. That's because I'm on my channel. This ain't television where I got the motherfucking, you get to turn and see what you want to see. Shit. What I'm saying is this. I can't stand taking instructions. I can't stand for nobody to try to tell me something. In any job, that's what I would have to do. I love being creative. I haven't wrote a book in some years, and I'm starting to think about writing again. Fuck. I got these fresh ideas. So what else would suit me better than working with some of the shit I learned? I'm working with some of the shit out in store. Because I write shit there and I put them in notes. You know, well, you should know. I want what I'm doing. I want it. And I'm going to have it. Ain't no doubt about it, I'm going to have it. I ain't taking nothing for granted. I know God and me and my family all want me to succeed. They want me to succeed at this, what I'm doing. And whether you know it or not, you motherfuckers need me. Not need me like a junkie need dope. I'm saying, who else gonna bring you this shit from experience? I garnered hella attention from my past. But you just don't know me. I'm going to garner hella attention from what I'm going to do in the future with Sidewalk University. Because I was not simply a pimp. I was a pimp du jour. Believe that. You know, motherfuckers will never learn. They will never learn. Let me say this again. I know I'm retired. And I am no longer in the game. So it would seem to make sense to a motherfucker to leave me alone by the game. Why would you call me out about some pimp shit? Unless you want to have a fight or something, and I'm not. I'll let you know that answer now. I ain't gonna come out there to try to have no motherfucking fight.
Oh, Lee, excuse me.
I ain't gonna come here no goddamn fight. So, what I'm saying is I wish you motherfuckers would learn that, you know, this game is priceless and timeless. You guys just don't know a real motherfucker with this abadazzle from the 40s. I'm not talking about 40 years old. I'm talking about from 1940. If he was living, he can kick it with a 19-year-old motherfucker that's doing shit now and offer that motherfucker some pertinent advice. People continue to have a problem with me kicking this powerful shit. Hey, what do you think Michael Jordan talk about? He might talk about golf and cigars now. But I bet you be talking about basketball. I'm just saying, don't get mad at me because I talk about the abadabra all the time. And that's because you're only singularly looking at this abadabra I'm talking about. You just think about some pimp shit. Motherfucker, this shit I'm talking about is about life. And if you want to limit it to what I did in the past, that's what you get to think about. That's on you. I ain't hardly going to ever consider some kind of goddamn pimp shit with any one of you motherfuckers because I ain't no goddamn pimp. I pimped past tense, which means I'm doing something else now. I'm saying, you motherfuckers, come out, is it in you or is it on you? See, what I'm saying is that's why it's on you motherfuckers. Because you don't understand. It's in me. It ain't going nowhere. You're going to always be able to hear it in me. It's in me. I can't change. What you should be thinking about, which is what I be just tripping when these motherfuckers do this shit, is why would a young fly motherfucker be comparing his shit with my shit? And my shit ain't even current. Game is current. I'm talking about what I did. Cars, all of the bullshit. See, what I'm saying is this motherfucker know I ain't had no hoe in out 20 plus years. You know that. So, if you want to know why they compare themselves with me, it's because I pimped that good. So well, straight laced with no chase, just like Willie Mays played center field or Muhammad Ali whooped the motherfucker's ass, who are both still talked about in their perspective or respective sports. Now, when you do something as good as I did, people will never forget it. And you will always have people who want to compare you with them. Muhammad Ali would never accept a challenge from a baby boxer, even if that motherfucker had a belt. And I will never accept a fucking challenge from one of you niggas out there currently pimping. Unless it's a talk-off. That I can do. I can do much better than compete with one of you young motherfucking lions out there in them goddamn streets. By the way, there is nothing cool about challenging a nigga who you know damn well ain't coming. It just makes you feel good to be able to say, Rosebud ain't shit, I called that nigga out, and he didn't even accept. You young silly fools. If I accepted one of those challenges, it would be like that cartoon about the baby lion. This lion was trying to grow up, and he was meowing. Just meowing. And then he just knew that was a little punk. Well, he wanted to growl. And the motherfucker learned to growl. And since he could growl, he felt he could go up, you know, to one of the older lions and call him out on the growl tip. The older lion looked at that motherfucker and yawned before he roared and blew that little cub away. That motherfucker said, I gotta grow up so I can learn how to roar. And that's what you motherfuckers go realize fucking with me. You got to grow up, man. You can't fuck with me. I got way too much game to be, you know, charged. Now, that was a very popular phrase back in the day. But you want to know what? That was how we lived. It wasn't a phrase for us. That's how we lived. We asked questions, but motherfuck the answers. Your answer does not reflect what I'm going to get from the question. Shit. Your answer don't even reflect what I'm going to get from your answer. I got filters in my mind, and I filter everything before it even go in. Somehow, we all knew this shit because we all learned it coming up. We didn't all of a sudden fall on the scene. We all came up in the streets. We learned it. We learned it quickly. So instead of one of us relying on something some other motherfucker had to say, of course we listened. Especially if it was a veteran nigga, you know, in the game. Because we were taught to think about what's going on in our lives, not somebody else's life. We fucking valued all the input, but we only relied on our own decisions. That's why once we think of it, we doing it. Period. That's a real game. And that's what you should take from what I'm kicking with you today. Because what I'm talking about is what I'm teaching. Principles. Boundaries, so you can value your goddamn confidence and reputation. You can't live on your confidence and reputation, but it's going to make a path for you. And if you really have a good reputation, you can follow that path. Because I'm following mine. I got a straight-laced jacket. I did no foul shit. He never stole nothing from no motherfucker. I did it all on the game tip. Outdid them all, said my nigga Tay. We still going neck and neck. Yeah, hey, and I might have got to go to L.A. to a funeral one of my boys passed. So Wednesday I'm going to be all fucked up. Probably tomorrow, too. But, I got to do this shit because I got to give respect to my nigga, Julius Bell, Jew baby. So look, Damn, I shouldn't have thought of that. I gotta go. You guys be cool.